Pensacola's Community Action Group, Movement for Change, was founded in the 1990s. Led by activist Leroy Boyd, who died in 2014, their original mission was the renaming of a local street in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Over the years, members of the organization have tackled numerous social justice issues. Vice President Jerry McIntosh recently talked to WUWF's Sandra Averhart about their annual banquet and what the organization has been up to.
Jerry, bring us up to date. Movement for Change, founded back in 1996?
Yes. We were fighting to get a street name after Martin Luther King. And during that period, we organized Movement for Change. And from that point on, we were fighting other issues, but that was one of the major issues that we was fighting for once we got organized. And so since then, our banquet and all of that to do fundraising, and we bought a building, and we are paying that off now. So it's a lot of things that we are doing and working to get involved with the legislative process.
Let's talk more before we discuss the banquet about the mission of Movement for Change. And Leroy Boyd, of course, was there at the very beginning.
Right.
He passed away in 2010. How has the mission of this organization evolved over these past 18 years or so?
Well, one of the things that we've decided to do, we decided that laws are made in Tallahassee, and that we had to get familiar with the legislative process, you know, laws that we thought affected people in various ways, such as restoration of rights for ex-felons after they've done their time, paid their restitution. We feel that they should get back on the roll so they can vote for the person of their choice, get licensed for businesses and things like that.
Okay, and you're really looking at everything, education, and that's going to be the theme of your banquet.
Right. The theme of is education through how it's going to impact America through legislation. And we believe that education should be fully funded and money added. It should be the focus point of America's institution right now. High tuition is keeping young people out of college. We feel that that should be reinstated. More money should be involved from not only state and local government, but from the federal government to make sure that our young people have a chance to enter the college of their choices.
Do you think that this is particularly critical for the minority, the African-American community?
Absolutely. And because of poverty in many of the areas, there are many children that are really, really smart, that really have the ability to do anything they want to do. But the impediment is, if I can't make it to the colleges that of my choice or local junior colleges, then I'm going to lose out in the future, and we hope that won't be the case. And we feel that there are individuals who have not done what they should do to make sure that people are properly educated in this country.
And short of college, because not every child is headed to college or should maybe
right.
try to go to college, you know, there's training, vocational training. How do you think we're doing there?
I think we are doing a poor job of promoting that. I think if a person gets skills, and there are a lot of skills that could be produced from vocational education, there are engineers who work on cars, electrical engineers that you know can start off in the vocational areas that would help benefit our society greatly. Some of the greatest business people that I know were skilled. They didn't go to college. If you look at some of the tech geeks of this country, most of them, they might have went to college, but there's a lot of them dropped out. Some of them went back and went on to finish their education. But they had those skills, and those skills propelled them to become billionaires, you know. And we hope that our children and children all over this country will benefit from vocational skills that need to be dealt with in a real positive atmosphere.
Let's talk more about your banquet now. Your 14th annual Freedom Is Not Free banquet is coming up this Friday evening. And your guest speaker is Representative Perry Thurston out of Fort Lauderdale.
Right. He's the House Minority Leader as of now. He's worked hard to make sure that education is properly funded. He's worked hard to make sure that people get their rights back so they can get a license and all of that to get jobs. He's worked to support health care, health and Medicare expansion, so that those individuals who fall between the cracks can have health coverage, and women issues. A lot of the issues that affect women are minimum wage jobs that don't pay enough. It's not as if women pay less for anything they buy, you know. So we have to look at that seriously, and that's going to benefit the whole family. You know, I'm married. I want my wife to make much as money as she's able to make, or, you know, and if she make more than me, fine. But really, those are issues that need to be addressed, and we need to address them in a serious way.
And for those who come to the banquet and hear Representative Thurston speak, they'll also be hearing a candidate for State Attorney General.
Absolutely. He's running for State's Attorney General also. And that's why we want to introduce him to, we want to introduce legislators from all over the state of Florida. Many times people feel like they have no access to the state legislators, and they feel like others don't address their issues. So we are in the process of making sure that we are part of writing legislation, not just sitting by and being bystanders, but hopefully that we get enough people and set up think tanks and all of that, that we can help write legislation as others do, that influences the state process.
All right. Well, Jerry, thank you.
Thanks, Loss.
Jerry McIntosh is with Movement for Change. The organization is holding its 14th annual Freedom Is Not Free banquet this Friday evening, beginning at 6:30 at It's Personal by Sheila. And I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.